Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is kind of like a a little throwback here to how this whole podcast originally started. I am the audio probably sounds atrocious because I'm back to the old grind of me holding my phone up while just talking, and instead of being in my room with my nice microphone and all the whole setup and the sound, I'm in a super I'm in like a 20-foot flatbed truck now, hauling some stuff to this site really quick, and it is also about 4:30 a.m. Phoenix time. And the reason that I'm recording this is because I have the second episode with Jason McQueary, phenomenal dude, one of my absolute best friends now, just one of the easiest people I've ever had the pleasure of talking to in my entire life, just super good dude all around. Him and I recorded an episode that I've just been I found myself at a extreme lack of motivation recently, and I don't know what the reason is for. And so, while I'm about to hit the freeway here and dodge Phoenix traffic and hopefully keep up with my coworker, who's also in another flatbed that's in front of me, it's just, I don't know, the audio probably sounds so bad in this episode, and that's okay. And it's probably going to be a brief one because it's going to be easy to upload from my phone. But yeah, I've just been like super, super lacking motivation recently. And I think it was a mixture of just still like just kind of always being all over the place mentally. And a little bit had to do with like me maybe being too open in my episodes and like kind of getting in my own head about like oversharing about myself. Sometimes I get like, sometimes I give myself the ick, and that's annoying to even say, but sometimes I'll like, when you record these, like recording these episodes, you do so much talking in like an hour time period where you just like, you forget a lot of the things that you say. And like, I'm not worried about that I've said anything like bad. Like I've made a few jokes that might rub people the wrong way from time to time, and that's okay, because it's just like, get over it basically, and have a good time. But yeah, no, sometimes I get in my own head that I'm like oversharing, and I feel like I'm being like being a little bit extra by doing this episode here on the way to this site to drop all this stuff off. But you know, I'm going with the flow. It came to me, and I'm just going to do a short little episode to give everyone kind of like a little heads up on what's been going on. And so yeah, I uploaded the Fran episode. Shout out to Fran. Shout out to Germany, big time. sorry. Something caught my throat. Her episode, I have the YouTube video that I also, like I said, I've been in such a weird headspace where I've just been too lazy to even upload that episode on YouTube, and I don't know why, and it's just like annoying to me. I'm just like, what the, like, why can't I just sit down for 20 minutes and get this shit uploaded? And so obviously there's like a bigger reasoning for it, which, you know, hopefully we can just grind through it or whatever and come out on top, which I'm sure we will. But one thing I just wanted to, in this brief little comeback episode, a story that I wanted to tell is, so I recently went to Costa Rica, and I went with one of my beautiful best friends, Austin Coltrane, who's just an absolute silly goose. And so we went. We were originally going to go to Medellin, Colombia. And it's like one of my dream places to go is Medellin. And because I've watched Narcos twice now, all the way through. And it's like one of my favorite TV shows of all time. And just like the history in Medellin is crazy. Like, not only with Pablo, but just in general, just how beautiful it is there. And I think like the saying goes that Colombia is the most beautiful place in the world, they had to put the most evil people there. And which is wild, but the crime rates dropped like 95%. You know, it's not like the craziness that it was in the 80s and 90s, but instead we couldn't get on our standby flight to Miami, which was the connecting flight to Medellin. And we could have waited a whole day and went the next day, but we were like, fuck that, we're not going to waste an entire day, you know, sitting and waiting for a flight. So we were like, you know what, let's look up what else we have and what the other options are. And the choices were, do we want to waste 16 hours one way to go to Australia? Do we want to go to Costa Rica? And then I think we were thinking of like somewhere else in South America too. And so we decided on Costa Rica. And as we got on our connecting flight to Santa Fe, New Mexico, we stopped at what Coltrane called the Alamo, which we know that's in Texas, so shut the hell up. At least I'm pretty sure that's in Texas. And it literally looks like the Alamo, and it's an airport with one gate. And so we were just cracking up the whole time we're in there, just dying laughing that we're in this single-gated airport that it literally just looks like the Alamo, same size scale. And we go from Santa Fe to Dallas, chill in Dallas for a bit, and then and thank God we found what I might have to visit again in the future because we got robbed, a Panda Express, which obviously so gas. And they had a bar attached to it. It was just called the Panda Bar. And, yeah, it was, I mean, talk about electricity. But it was closing as soon as we got there, so we weren't able to get, I mean, I was going to have, like, maybe one or two Wobbly Pops, crush my double orange chicken with fried rice, you know how it goes, you know, sticking to the recipe. And yeah, it was closed, so that was so depressing. And but whatever, we did it. Smash our food, we get on our flight, head to San Jose, Costa Rica. And as we're getting on the flight, I think the doors closed in Dallas to our flight to Costa Rica, and we hadn't checked the weather once. And I shit you not, you pull up the weather in San Jose, Costa Rica, it was just pouring rain every day that we were able to see. And so we were like, oh, that was a really good idea to not check that until the doors closed on our flight there. So we're like, this should be perfect. But, you know, we didn't get a bad headspace about it. We could have been like, oh, this is fucking stupid. Sorry, not feeling well. But we were like, yeah, fuck this shit. Like, this is going to be dumb. And, like, right away, we were like, you know what? Like, let's not do that. We don't even know what's going to happen. Like, we could get super lucky. So let's just keep a good headspace about it. Let's keep a good mindset. Let's go into it with an open mind. Even I already had the days off. I was ready to have a vacation regardless. So let's just go have a good time. Even if it's pouring rain, we'll be able to, you know, It's not like we're going to be outside the entire time just getting rained on. So we go. And, I mean, we luck out. It's so gorgeous there. The weather was amazing when we first showed up. We show up at, finally get there at midnight. We get there, like, around midnight. And in Dallas, this kid, whose real name is, like, Kyle, but I probably botched that saying, and he's probably going to give me shit, but he told us his, like, English name is Charles, so I didn't want to keep fucking his name up because he's a good guy. And so we just called him Charles. I made it easier on myself. And so he, in Dallas, he was like, hey, can I just get some help once we get to San Jose? He's like, he just got shafted on flights. He was basically on flights like all day long. He's coming from Europe. I think he came from London to Dallas and then missed like two flights, was just getting fucked over. And he was just super, super nice. And we're like, yeah, dude, absolutely. We'll do whatever we can to help you out. And so we meet up with him when we get off the plane in San Jose. And, I mean, just all the signs are in Spanish. Like, it's a little bit, for a guy that, like, knows the, I took 3.5 years of Spanish at Byron High School. And I know about 3 words. And it's hi, and my name is Drake. And that's basically it. And then besides that, I did a little bit of studying, and then like a very good friend of mine made me a list of like simple phrases to say, and made a huge list for me. And so shout out to Jacques Lys on that one, because that was big time. It was a lifesaver. But Coltrane is pretty good in Spanish, so I was a lot more comfortable having him there, because he was like kind of the leader of conversation. But a lot of people there, it's nice because most of them know English. Some people don't, but a lot of people do. Versus Colombia, it's basically 100% Spanish-speaking country. Like all over down there. Like that's just all Spanish country down there in South America. And obviously you find people here and there that speak English, but sorry if the noises are terrible. I'm literally, like I said, I'm in this box truck and it's just screaming right now. But so we get there. I give Charles, I exchange money. And the currency over there is absurd in Costa Rica. That was the first time where I had to, because I'd been out of the country before, but it was to Cancun and it was at a resort. So I was still able to use American money. And so this time I had to legit. Now they probably would have taken my American money, absolutely. But so they do it by, Costa Rican money is by thousands. And so I exchanged 40 U.S. dollars, which I think equivalated to around, I think I got about 22K. And so I was walking around with 22,000. And so that's like the weird, that's the conversion. And so I'm just walking around with 22,000. And it's weird saying that. And so I give Charles 40 bucks to exchange. And, yeah, I don't know if sorry, my brain is all over the place. Like I said, it's, God. He's from the Netherlands. He just got done with, like, high school. And I think he's, like, kind of in limbo right now before he goes back to work. And then he's going to take another year off to do his, he's going to take, like, just travel the world, whatever they call it. I don't know if they call it like they have a phrase for it, and he told me, but he'll probably flame me for not remembering it. A gap year or whatever, he'll take that gap year and then travel the world again. So me and Coltrane are planning on going to meet up with him this winter and just go probably take a hopefully like a week long vacation there and just shred the slopes with him, and it's gonna be gorgeous. I'm excited. So anyway, yeah, we get out, he comes with us, he tags along. We take a taxi ride, which I think the taxi driver lied to us, saying that that Uber can't pull up at the airport, which I thought was a little bit strange. So the taxi ride itself was 18K. And so we get to our hostel, we check in, we help Charles out, and he's just like, yeah, he was trying to get to the beach, which is a couple hours away. And so he was just like, you know what, I'll just stay with you guys. He just was like, fuck it, I'm just going to hang out with you guys a little bit longer. We were like, dude, absolutely, man, we'd love to have you. And so we're hanging out. We're sightseeing. We're going all over the place. We're having a few drinks. Super cool day. It's on and off, raining, whatever. We go out Thursday night. And, I mean, you would have thought it was a Saturday. It was the most electric vibe. People were so friendly. There were only, like, a few people that didn't fuck with us. And it was such a fun time. And they party so hard. And the women there are so gorgeous. The men are, I mean, also gorgeous. I don't bat that way, but, you know, they got cutie pies over there. I'm not going to be one to discredit a handsome man when I see one. They got some freaking cutie patooties over there on both sides. And there were three cutie patooties that were white boys there for 2 days, and that was us. And so we leave the and I felt so safe the entire time I was there. And the reason for that is they do a great job with their police. And so they have like two cops on every corner where there's like clubs and bars. And so there's just two cops posted on like every corner, at least like every a corner on every block to scan the intersection. And then if there's like a strip of clubs or bars, they'll have like multiple police officers sitting across the street outside from those clubs. So if at any point I felt like I was in danger, I had multiple police officers just like there to help. So like I felt super, super safe. So I was like, okay, sweet. So we party hard. We walk home at 4 a.m. and the birds are chirping, and like you can feel, you have that feeling where the sun's like about to start creeping up. Like, you know what I'm talking about when you've had a late night before. And so you see that, you can feel the sun like is right around the corner from coming up. And we get home, we pass out, and I could not move the next day. I slept from 4:30 probably until 12:30, and I was just criminally hungover. And then we had the bright idea of let's go see this volcano about an hour and 30 minutes away. And so we get this whole situation to rent a car, whatever, yada yada yada. The guy gives me like a breakdown, and the volcano is super high up, so he's like, hey, on the way down, just make sure like you either do two or low to make the engine slow you down so you don't wear out the brakes. So we're like, okay, good, great. I drive through San Jose, Costa Rica, which they are very loose on traffic laws. And they love to do this thing where, like, on intersections, they will creep out into the intersection, and then the next car will just follow it. So even if you have, like, a green light, you're stuck waiting. And it's kind of like an honor system. Like, they'll go in front of you if you don't go, but if you start to go, like, they'll let you through, basically. And it's just kind of wild. It's a wild dynamic. They just, like, lights? Who needs them? Never heard of them. And so they just do this super funny thing where you just kind of pay attention a little bit more. And so we head up there, and driving through San Jose hungover, I would not recommend. I was so miserable, and I hate throwing up still to this day. I've gotten better about it as I've gotten older, because it's just like, you know what, fuck it, like whatever. But I still hate throwing up. So we make the journey up, and it was so wild to see. It's just countryside all up this mountain, all the way up. And it was just a crazy spike in elevation change and all that jazz. And we're seeing all these, like, little, going up, like, all the way up the mountain, there's, like, this dope, like, village, basically. And they have, like, gas stations all the way up there and, like, stores and bars. And we just kept climbing, climbing, climbing. There's bars every couple, like, you know, however many hundreds of feet up as you climb, like little watering holes for people to get to. And it's just beautiful, beautiful countryside up this mountain. Cows grazing and horses, and it was raining, so it was like even, it was just super lush and green. And it was so foggy, and we would have been able to see so far away. The views we would have been able to get in the pictures and videos would have been insane. And we still got insane videos and pictures. But so whatever. We climb. We get all the way up there. It's pouring rain. It's freezing. And it's closed all the way up to the volcano because I think the rain and the fog. And so Coltrane makes himself throw up, which was hilarious. And then, you know, we're just, other than that, we're just hanging out. And so we start to make the trek down. And like I said, the fog starts to clear, thank God. And on the way down, Coltrane's like, man, these brakes are being weird. And I just brushed it off because I drove on the way up. And the cars over there, or at least the rental car that we were in a Toyota Rush. And, I mean, the speedometer was in kilometers per hour, not miles per hour, just straight up kilometers. Which was, you know, weird to see. And as you're flying down the highway... And, but it's just, it doesn't have the giddy up that like cars over here do. Like if I had a Toyota Rush here in America, it would, like when you hit the gas pedal, that thing's going to jump and the brake is going to be more responsive too. And obviously a rental car, it's probably been through hell with these fucking foreigners driving it in this home turf. And last night, so it had a different feel. So I thought nothing of what he said. So I was just like, yeah, dude. And like I said, I'm hungover. I can't even see. And I just got done driving an hour and a half straight up into the air. So I like legit want to vomit and I can't focus. I can't see straight. And so as we're going down, we're cutting through the villages, whatever. Well, we start coming down and... As we go around this long, big curve, and this is all downhill. We're going around this big curve, and there's the only options are there's an intersection that cars have crept out into, like I told you before, and let's see, and then there's a turn off to the right, which what we could only assume was just downhill somewhere else. Well, Coltrane goes... And I'm going to have either him or Charles tell this story separately also because it's so funny. So we have Charles with us, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. So it's me, Coltrane, Charles. And we're just chilling, listening to music, vibing. And Coltrane goes, the brake isn't, I can't stop. And for half a second, I went, this motherfucking jokester, dude. Like, this is not even funny. And he goes, right away, he goes, no, I'm being serious. Like, I cannot slow down. And I went, okay. And so in like a split second, I just went, you're going to have to, I was like, you're going to have to turn to the right here. And so him and I, like, obviously, like, we're freaking out a little bit. We're freaking out and, like, the tension's super high. So I just said, we're going to have to whip to the right. We're going to have to whip to the right. We're going like 35 and picking up speed. And the options were to turn right, which we didn't know where that went, probably more downhill, or go straight and T-bone traffic to stop. Going at, and this is 35, like 40 kilometers per hour. And maybe a little bit less, but we were going what felt like around, God, it felt like we were going like, 40, 45 miles per hour almost. Like, it was fast. And we had to whip a tight right turn, basically like an acute angle turn, if that makes that better for anybody. So we squeal the tires, right? Drift a little bit. And then from that, and traffic's lined up on our right turn all the way up. And thank God. So we turn and it goes uphill. But I'm not even looking at that. We squeal the tires. We fishtail. And then we squeal the tires, fishtail, and then two passenger side tires go off the road. We pop up. We pop up onto two wheels and flop onto the road. And So we flop onto two tires, right? On our driver's side, two tires. And then we, like, steeze for, like, a half a second on two wheels. And I was convinced we were going to flip. I was like, yep, we're flipping. And then we slam back down on all fours. And I thought either we were going to hit somebody or something to stop. And we didn't hit anything. And then we just stopped. And everyone was in shock. And we somehow made it out. And so many people watched this that were sitting in that line of traffic. Not a single person asked if we were okay. Like, no one got out and checked on us. They were just like, oh, well, they didn't crash, so they're good. And just went about their business like these three white people, fucking idiots. And so we're freaking out, and we didn't want to drive back. But we were like, and then the guy assured us, like, this happens all the time. Like, if you don't put the car in two or low, which I did not do because I totally forgot, you'll overheat the brakes and wear them out. So he's just like, just sit for half an hour, and you'll be good. And then Coltrane called his dad, who's a mechanic, just to make sure. And he was like, yep, absolutely. Like, that's right. Just give it a while and then you'll be good. And so then we drove back, and we just drove back in silence and talked about life. And then we went out for a nice dinner and then chilled the casino for a little bit before just basically going home to chill out and watch SpongeBob and bullshit till we went to sleep. And then the most nightmare of a day the next day was flying home. We had to go from we got up at about 3:30 and left pretty quickly after that to go to the airport. We get to the airport and I had to get a COVID test, so I had to get shuttled away like 3 minutes, pay $65 fucking dollars for a COVID test, which I didn't even know if I was going to get in time before a flight, which was in like an hour and a half. And get it, head there, got it super quick, thank God. We get checked in, everything's golden, we're good to go. We get in line, go through customs, took forever, almost missed our flight. Head to Dallas. Go from Dallas to Austin. Austin to Phoenix. And I mean, it was the shittiest sleep. I pulled an all-nighter like a psycho. And which I just did for my first day of work yesterday here at this new job that I have, which I didn't really touch on much in the beginning. But yeah, my hours are I'm no longer on night shift at PXG. Gonna miss the guys there for sure, but needed to get out of night shift, and now my new shift is from 4 a.m. to like around noon. And I'm currently, like I said, on a flatbed. I'm about to deliver a bunch of trim and door stuff to this construction site before I head back and work on a bunch of more trim and door stuff back at the shop. So anyway, so fly to Dallas, from Dallas to Austin, Austin to Phoenix, which is the most annoying sequence to hit that many flights. And so I get back and I'm just mentally fucked, and got no sleep on any of the planes. I felt like I was on drugs, like it was that bad. And so it's just a super unreal trip. Hopefully I should be traveling here again soon. I don't know how it's going to work with the new job, because I feel like kind of an asshole just being like, hey, thanks for hiring me. Also, I'm going to disappear a bunch. So I'm going to see how I can finesse it and see what I can do. But I don't get PTO, so at the same time, it's almost like, you know what? Let's see what we can do here. Because if you don't get PTO, I feel like you should just be able to take off whenever, because you're not getting paid. But that's not, I obviously don't want to take off whenever, because I need to get paid. So, yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, super dope trip. And then I just wanted to give you guys, like, an update. Yeah, just the San Jose goes super hard. I can't wait to go back in the future. Super fun. Can't wait for the future trips that I'm going to be on. Creeping up on Coltrane's birthday. Like I said, hopefully I can make it to that, but we'll see. But yeah, other than that, just motivation has been super, super low, and I'm not really sure why. But I think maybe it was just the night shift grind wearing on me and just kind of hitting like a plateau of sorts. And hopefully we can bounce back. And like I said, I thank you to everybody who continues to listen. I apologize for the laziness because I feel like since we're, you know, I feel like some of you that might not tell me you're listening to it, maybe some of this shit helps you with me being honest. And that's, I've gotten that from a few people to where it's like, okay, it does kind of help keep me in check when I start to get embarrassed about the oversharing. And it's just, you know, I'm just a 26-year-old kid who's, you know, not currently doing what he loves full time, but chasing that and knowing that it's going to take a lot of work. And eventually, hopefully I'll get there. And just like being a very open book about this confusing thing that is life. And hopefully a lot of you can relate, and hopefully it helps you, because that's just trying to help as much as I can. Like I said, like, I'm just as confused and lost and scared as so many of you that listen to this podcast. And so many of you are just, you know, so much more headstrong than me and like knew what you wanted to do for a career. And part of me, like, I have a pretty good idea. Like, I want to do this for a career bad, but I'm so late to the game. Same thing with streaming, to where I'm nervous that, you know, what I wanted to do came to me too late. Like, cause part of me still wants to, you know, I would love to be an actor or like in something in comedy, but you know, that's also like a super hard gig to crack into. So it's just like, I don't know. I'm all over the place, but I really, really appreciate all the support. We hit 1K not too long ago, so we're climbing. I think we're about to hit 1.1K here soon, actually. So, yeah, like I said, I think the way things are going, hopefully I can get back on social media this year. But I'm about to get to this place and drop this stuff off. But I appreciate, like I said, love and support, all the love and support that I'm getting. And so keep fucking with it. And yeah, I will see you guys in the next episode.